West Plains Zizzer Basketball on Hot Country KDY is brought to you in part by Bureau, by West Plains Lock and Key, Monty's Outdoors, A to Z Pump Service, J&J Recovery, by Justin Shelby State Farm, by Bailey Chevrolet, Peterbilt, SMP Auto Glass, Ozarks Healthcare, Edgeler and Harper, Butler Heating and Air, by Habitat for Humanity. Also brought to you by The Medicine Shop, Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment, Domino's, by Wilbanks Tire, Rick's Truck Repair, Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, by Ozark Hills Insurance, Simmons First Bank, and by Long Electric. Now, Zizzer Basketball on Hot Country KDY.
And welcome to Springfield. We're at Kickapoo High School for tonight's Ozark Conference game on KDY between the West Plains Zizzers and the Kickapoo Chiefs. And this is going to be a back-to-back because tomorrow James Hurt will have the broadcast here on KDY around 1:30 of the makeup game between West Plains and Forsyth. West Plains has played very good basketball as of late. Kickapoo lost a game for one of the rare times this year against Central the other day. We'll have the rundown of this game plus the starters when we come back in just a moment. Back in 3 minutes on KDY.
Back to the court and Zizzer basketball on Hot Country KDY.
Both teams warming up here courtside at Kickapoo High School as we sit here about halfway up on the bench side of the court. This is a perfect place to sit and watch the game, broadcast the game. And the folks at Kickapoo are always super accommodating. I always enjoy coming up here. West Plains, as we get ready for this ball game, as I've mentioned the last couple of games, they have played very, very well since the first of the year. They're now at 6-12, coming off a win over Lebanon, 71-63 earlier this week. What a good game that was for West Plains. They were up for most of the game, held a five-point advantage, and ended up winning it by eight. And all five starters finished in double figures for West Plains in that game, led by Brinks Houston, who had 18 points, and Josiah Long, who had 16. Meanwhile, the Kickapoo Chiefs, they've lost only 3 out of 20, but they did lose to Springfield Central the other night, 60-49. In a matchup of two teams in the top 10 in Class 6. So the Chiefs are trying to rebound. The Zizzers trying just to keep that good feeling alive. And there are no people out there tonight who are picking West Plains to upset Kickapoo, and for good reason. But that puts you in a pretty good spot if you're on the West Plains side, because there is no pressure at all in this ball game, so you just go out there and give it your best shot and see what happens. Big crowd here for this game tonight. We're going to come back to Kickapoo High School in just 3 minutes here on today's Hot New Country, KDY.
The official home of the Zizzers is KDY.
This is the biggest crowd I've ever seen at Kickapoo High School. I've been coming up here doing games for 18 years. I have never seen a crowd packed in like that. So that leads me to think something is up, unless they're just drawn like heck. And they may. Kickapoo puts on a pretty good show, but it is a packed house. It'll be a loud, rowdy crowd, and we've got the, first of all, let's go ahead and give you the starters for West Plains, and then we'll get to the Kickapoo Chiefs. The starting five for the Zizzers will be Ethan Tuma at a guard spot. He has really, really been shooting the ball extremely well recently. Also in the starting five for West Plains, Ethan is a 5'11 junior. Jared Kraft is a 6'2 sophomore guard. Josiah Long, a 6'3 sophomore. Briggs Houston, a senior. 6'6". And Clayton Robbins, 6'5", junior. Zizzers are coached by Mason Miller. And they have, again, been playing some very solid basketball here over the last 4 weeks. Well, since the new year came in, they have really picked it up and done a great job. Starting five for the Kickapoo Chiefs tonight. They'll go with, at a guard spot, kid that's been around here, seems like, for about 20 years, Trey Edding, very good shooter, 5'11 point guard. Drew Akins is a senior guard. He is 5'9". Jackson Shorter, he's a very good player in the middle. At 6'6", he is a junior. Jake Sage is a senior shooting guard. And Reese Kimry will be the final starter, and he is a sophomore at 6 feet. So those are the starters, and we'll come back in 3 minutes with the tip-off between West Plains and Springfield Kickapoo here on Hot Country KDY.
The West Plains Scissors play here on Hot Country KDY.
All right, we're ready to go. Kickapoo will be in the white with the brown and gold trim. West Plains in the traveling red with white trim. Tip won by the Chiefs. And it'll set up offense for the first time. Out on the side to the right side, Jake Sage to the left point. Lob over the top, alley-oop, shot missed by Shorter inside, gets it back, goes up, got fouled by Clayton Robbins. It'll be two shots. So Jackson Shorter goes to the free throw line. First foul of the basketball game right there, 18 seconds into it. So Clayton Robbins with the personal foul. Jackson Shorter, the free throw shooter with the right hand, puts it up and good. He's a junior at 6'5". His brother played on this team last year. He was really good. Next attempt is no good. And the rebound down to Josiah Long. West Plains has the basketball. Backcourt pressure. And we're going to see a lot of pressure tonight, I would imagine. Josiah, midcourt, Kraft. Over on the right side to Tuma. To the right corner, Clayton Robbins. Kraft on the right wing. Straight man-to-man being played by the Chiefs. Left side, hand it back now. They'll back to screen. Alley-oop pass. The defended Shorter, who's as big as Briggs Houston, got a hand on that pass on the alley-oop. And Scissors turned it over. Now ball slapped out of bounds at the other end. On the inbound play in the left corner, Reese Kimry. Lob over the top to the right corner. Open shot for a three is good. Jake Sage with the first field goal of the ball game, and it's 4-0. It's easy to say, a little harder to do. And there's a turnover on West Plains on a cross-court pass. From Kraft over to Ethan Tuma. And what I was alluding to was, you don't want to get way behind early. 2 games ago against Branson, that probably cost the Zizzers winning that ball game. Here in this one, Kickapoo up 4-0 early. Number 6 in the state in Class 6. Bounce pass underneath, wide open, way up, no good. Put back, won't go. Rebounded by the Chiefs. They'll try again. That's good. John Campbell. From a size standpoint, this team doesn't have much size. Cross-court pass, bad pass ahead, stolen by Shorter. Third turnover on West Plains. Bounce underneath, bad pass, kicked out of bounds. They're going to say his last touch, though, by West Plains. Overall, I'd say West Plains probably is a little bit taller. Here's the inbound play from underneath for the Chiefs. They'll lob it way back into the backcourt, and it's chased down by Reese Kimmery, and he'll bring it back up the floor. Kick on offense to our left. On the wing, moving out, Sean Campbell. Bounce pass on the baseline. Back pass is deflected. That's going to go out of bounds, and it's going to be West Plains basketball. First turnover on Kickapoo tonight. Left side, Ethan Tuma. Back on the right to Jared Kraft. Back over to Ethan over the timeline. Double team now over to Kraft. They try to trap on the side and in the corner. Lob pass to the point. Ethan Tuma with it. Screen right goes that way. Dribbles in. Pulls up. Shoots the jump shot. Won't go as it tried to hang on the rim. Rebounded by Kickapoo's Jake Sage. Up the right side to Campbell. In the right corner, Jake Shorter. Moves it back outside. And a whistle and a carrying the basketball call. Turnover on Kickapoo. Again, I can't get over the crowd they've got here tonight. West Plains front court. Tuma's diagonal back over to Jared Kraft. Left corner, Josiah Long takes his man on the baseline, tries to feed it across and threw it away. Front court, right corner. On the baseline, up and under. Campbell with a reverse layup. It's up and good. Maybe take a timeout pretty quick. 8-0. Once it gets to be 14-0, then it's too late. Jared Kraft to the right baseline in the corner, cutting to the basket. Briggs Houston had it, tossed it back out to Robbins. West Plains with one shot so far. Now ball nearly lost, picked up by Kraft. Stepping in, pump fake, back to the right corner. Kraft dribbles in, lobs it out to the point. Robbins has got a three, look, and it's good. Layton Robbins puts West Plains on the board at 4:20 in the first quarter with a three. That's become a specialty. Front court, left side. Here's a shot from the wing for a three, no good. That ball will bounce out of bounds off the miss by Jake Sage for Kickapoo. And West Plains basketball. We made 18 threes against Branson 2 games ago. Let's see what the number was in the last game against Lebanon earlier this week. Front court, down the lane, all the way. Right-hand scoop layup, up, no good. Whistle, offensive foul. If you run over somebody in this gym, it is always, if you're a visiting team, that is, it's just about always going to be a charge. That one could have gone either way. Foul on Jared Kraft is first. West Plains 0 for 2 tonight. Lost the freshman game 52-40. Lost the JV game 67-40. Front court the Chiefs with Trey Edding. Inside, back to the left corner. Penetration, back to the free throw line. Pull-up shot partially blocked, but it's taken inside. Chiefs will keep control. Down the lane, ball tipped away, nearly lost, picked back up by Kickapoo. In the left corner, an open shot for a three is way off, and the rebound comes off to Briggs Houston. Into the right corner, back out, across the court. West Plains in the red, trailing 8-3, 3:07 to play first quarter. Ethan Tuma to the point, Briggs Houston. Cutting to the basket. Here's Briggs on the low block. Feeds it back outside. Clayton Robbins dribbles it off his foot. Out of bounds. Turnover, Zizzers. We didn't have nearly as many threes in that last game. Here's the ball knocked away and stolen. West Plains up with it. Kraft back to Robbins. Hangs and shoots. No good. Ball will be rebounded by the Chiefs and Jackson Shorter. In the front court in the left corner. Cut to the basket. Right-hand runner up. Good foul on the play. Basket counts. The basket for Trey Edding. Good cut. Good feed. Good shot. That's another foul on Clayton Robbins, so he already has two. Team foul number three in the first quarter on West Plains. And on, well, I thought we were going to have Jacob Moore come in. Not yet. Free throw, no good. Rebound to Clayton Robbins. Kickapoo presses off a missed free throw. Briggs Houston, front court, hassled. High post, Josiah Long goes up, leans in, shoots it, no good. And ball pulled away by the Chiefs, Trey Edding. He dribbles it off his foot, and there's Josiah, picks it up, goes in for the shot. He had his shot blocked. Out of bounds, it'll stay with West Plains. Johnny McDowell in the ball game now for Kickapoo. 6'3", playing on the front line. In the corner, Josiah with a really bad, careless pass. He just spun and bounced it blindly right into the hands of one of the Kickapoo players, and now it's stolen back at the other end. Sloppy game early. We've already had 11 turnovers in the first 7.5 minutes. Make that 6.5 minutes. On the right side, Briggs Houston. Lob pass on the low block. Clayton Robbins, triple team, reach in foul. Be called on the Chiefs. And that's going to be on Brock Thompson. 6'3 sophomore. West Plains ball. On the inbound play, bad pass. Stolen, and that's turnover number 8 in the first quarter. In the right corner now, dribbling over the top, picking up the dribble. Down the key, bounce pass on the baseline. McDowell back outside, right point for a three. That's off the mark, rebound by Jared Kraft. Ball tipped out of bounds by West Plains. It'll stay Kickapoo basketball. 10-3 score, 1:10 to go in the first quarter from Springfield tonight. 30-second timeout called by West Plains. Back in 30 seconds on KDY.
Scissors basketball action continues now on Back to the Court and Scissor Basketball on Hot Country KDY.
Either way, 1:10 to go. First quarter, 10-3, and it'll be Springfield Kickapoo with the basketball. And they'll throw the ball in from left of their own basket. 10-3 score. Chiefs on top, number 6 in the state in Class 6. And here's a shot blocked away by West Plains, but it'll be controlled and retrieved by Kickapoo. Left side, elbow back to left wing. Open shot for a three is way short. That ball will go out, but saved by Brock Thompson. Back in the right corner. Drive the baseline, bounce pass out. Thompson has it, moves it back outside. Under a minute to go in the first quarter. In the lane, travel with a basketball call. It's going to be against the Chiefs. Robinson Lee. Oh, I'm sorry, Jake Easley. Jake Easley called for the walk. West Plains gets it over the timeline. Jared Kraft. Left corner, brings Houston out to Jared. Chief straight man-to-man still, and now a pass, another bad pass inside, tipped away and stolen. We are turning the ball over at a breathtaking rate. Free throw down the lane. Here's a drive up. No good. A block shot, but that's going to be foul number 3 on Clayton Robbins in the first quarter. So Jacob Moore will come in for Clayton. That's why you take him out when he has two. Here's the free throw, and the first one is good. Jacob Moore, who has come off the bench and played really well the last few games. Here's the next free throw. No good. Rebound, Jared Kraft goes up and gets it. Josiah with 2 seconds in the corner. Pump fake. Three ball is up. No good by Briggs Houston at the end of the first quarter. A three-pointer by Clayton Robbins is all West Plains got in the first quarter, and they trail by a score of 11-3. Back in 90 seconds on KDY.
The official home of the Scissors is KDY.
Turnover by West Plains starting the quarter, and a bucket at the other end by Drew Akins. And Kickapoo is up 13-3. Kraft, right wing, pull up, jump shot. Good. Foul on the play. The basket counts. You don't see that a lot. A jump shot and foul call on the shot. Bucket goes in. And the foul is on Jake Sage. So that makes it 13-5. So Jared Kraft gets the second field goal for West Plains. And he'll have a chance for a three-point play. Just underway in the second quarter from Springfield. And the free throw is good. Jared Kraft, just a sophomore, he is going to be a heck of a player by the time he is done at West Plains. Free throw line down the key. Here's a drive and up and good by Reese Kimmery, who had very little resistance as he curled down the right side of the free throw lane. 15-6. In the left corner, Jacob Moore, double team. Bounce pass to the high post. Long back out in the corner. Jacob has it. Kickapoo plays very good defense. They double team when they can. Now they've got the ball pressed out near the timeline. Down the key all the way in. Now out to the corner. Josiah Long with a three. That ball is going to be too hard. Rebounded by Jackson Shorter. Chiefs come back with it. Out front, pump fake, right side, Shorter. We'll fake the handoff. Keep the basketball. He'll dribble to the free throw line. Pick it up. Backdoor pass. Here's a drive, and the shot is up and good by Drew Aiken. A little backdoor cut. Turned into nothing much more than a layup. 17-6. Kick ball out of bounds. West Plains will have it in the front court. Left side, Briggs Houston in the corner. Josiah Long has it. He curls over the top. Bounces to the far corner. Jacob Moore has it slapped away and stolen away. 11 turnovers for West Plains and a three at the other end. No good. Rebound to Ethan Tuma. Off the miss by Kimmery. Down the front court, West Plains to the right wing. Jacob Moore lobs it down low. Tipped away. Picked up by Ethan Tuma. Over the top pass, left side. Josiah Long has it stolen away. Front court, left side. Kimmery will take it all the way in. Wrap around, bounce pass to the other block. Not open. At the point, three is in the air, and it is good. Drew Akins with six all in the quarter. Timeout, West Plains. And the hole is down to 14. 20-6. Back in 30 seconds on KDY.
The West Plains Scissors play here on Hot Country KDY.
Back to play, the number six, class six, Kickapoo Chiefs lead West Plains 20-6. But we've killed ourselves with turnovers here in the early part of the ball game. 12 in the first 11 minutes. Ethan Tuma out front. Jared Kraft with it. Left corner, Josiah Long. Kickapoo really making West Plains work. Kraft, pull up, right elbow, jump shot off the lip of the rim, pulled down by Kickapoo's Reese Kimmery. He has it up the floor, down the middle of the floor, dumps it down low to Shorter, feed back to him, drive, shot, no good, and the rebound comes off to Briggs Houston. Ethan Tuma on the right wing, firing a three, Jared Kraft, it's good. Jared has six, 20-9. Shorter at the right elbow. Dribbles down, nearly lost it, gets it out to the point. Kimmery on the left side, hidden shoulder fake, pass it across, now to the right corner. Jake Sage to the baseline. Shorter, guarded by Jacob Moore. He'll back him down, near steal by Ethan Tuma. Right baseline pass, picked up by Shorter. He'll turn, shoulder his way in, shoots it off the back iron, no good. Rebound by West Plains, Briggs Houston. Ethan Tuma to the corner. Briggs Houston spins to the baseline, up and under shot, no good. Got his own board, goes up strong inside, can't get it to go, and it's fumbled out of bounds. Last touch by the Chiefs. Lots of changes for the Chiefs. The West Plains will sub out. Grant Mahan comes in, and Josiah Long goes to the bench. 3:45 to go in the first half. Into the low block, Mahan to the corner. Shot for three by Tuma, no good. Ball comes off to Brock Thompson, Kickfu. They come back up the left side. At the point, Timory with an up fake drives the lane. Goes up, no good, got fouled. And he will shoot two times. Grant Mahan just in, picks up his first foul. Left-hand shooter, Reese Kimry for the Chiefs. The first one, no good. One more try for the Kickapoo guard. Next one, no good. Rebound, Jacob Bohr. So the Chiefs, 2 out of 5 from the line. Sean Campbell back in the lineup for them. Now outside, here's Jarrett Kraft. Lob over the top, Ethan Tuma. Kraft out front, drives through, gets it over to Ethan, and he'll move it back out front. Mahan to Kraft, picked up by Kimry. Goes to the right baseline, all the way in, dribble it out of bounds, turnover West Plains, number 13 in the first half. I thought we'd kind of got out of this habit. Against Lebanon Tuesday night, we only had 9. We have 13 in the first half here tonight. Granted, Kickfu's got something to do with it, but not everything to do with it. Take Sage on the left side, bounce pass on the baseline, Brock Thompson over the top to the right wing. Sage, bounce pass across to Kimry. West Plains goes back to the zone. Now at the point, up fake, Sage in the paint, dishes off, layup, Brock Thompson is good. 22-9. West Plains ball front court now. Ethan Tuma to Kraft to the right corner. High post, lob across. Double team and a foul on a reach in as Briggs Houston got it, but then two guys converged and somebody reached in and hacked him. Trey Edding will be called for the foul. West Plains will throw the ball in. Common foul, no shot involved. That was on Mason Robb, actually. Here's the inbound play. In the lane, Graham Mahan got away with a walk twice, but keeps the ball. Now a whistle. And I have no idea why they stopped the game. Anyway, there's a meeting of the minds in striped shirts. Well, it's a technical foul. Evidently something wasn't correct in the book. Free throw is good by Jared Kraft. Jake Easley is credited with a technical foul. Jared Kraft makes a free throw. And the next one is also good. 22-11. No indication as to what happened there, but somebody must have said something. Unkosher, front court, Jared Kraft, hook pass in, Here's a lenient shot off the board. Good by Bricks Houston on a pick and roll. Bricks' first basket, 22-13. West Plains has cut it down from 14 points. Right side, Robb to the left point. Bounce pass in, pass across, loose on the deck, and a foul will be called after Kit Clue turned it over. The foul is going to go on Kickapoo's Vincent Meyer. Front court, right side. To the right corner. Grant Mayhem with a tough catch. Back outside to Tuma. Cross the court to Moore. Gives it to Ethan. 1 minute to go, first half. West Plains has cut into that lead down to 22-13. Grant Mahan curls over the top, open. 14-foot jump shot, rims off, and the ball comes off to Jake Easley. Vincent Meyer to the right corner. Sean Campbell to the point against the West Plains 2-3 zone. Campbell in the left corner. Meyer to Campbell on the wing. We're down to 27 seconds to go in the half. On the baseline, they'll cut the ball off. Now down the lane, Campbell drives, puts it up, and it rattles around and goes in. Campbell has 7. 24-13. Briggs Houston, Jared Kraft down the key. Here's a pull-up jump shot. Good from 10 feet. Jared Kraft. Now a shot up at the horn. No good. By Vincent Meyer, and that's the end of the first half. Well, West Plains can still see the taillights. They're down, but it's been cut down to 9 for the score. 24-15, Chiefs lead West Plains. Back in 3 minutes on KDY.